excited. Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
You're looking very slim, but don't you agree, dear?
Wonderful, dear.
He looks so good.
I had to take in a pair of pants the other day for him. What, so many inches you've lost, dear.
So many. It is an inspiration.
This is not a Cliff. I mean, this is not a Kendall fan cast here.
Listen up. It's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese. Cliff and Kendall.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
All my Kindles independent.
We're doing it for ourselves.
Throw your hands up at me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Kendall, we're kicking it off with a medley.
Look, I'm throwing my hands up and look at all that flab flopping around.
Look at the flab. No, Kendall, you're so slim, I don't want to hear it. You're slim. If you haven't heard, Kendall is slimming down. He's in the process. He's looking slim. He's getting slimmer. And you're slimming right up.
Oh, Cliff.
What? You said Cliff? What were you going to say?
I don't know what I was going to say. Anyway.
Say, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Ride 99 in Busheltown.
You're listening to
Ride
99. Ride 99 in Busheltown. Or KBSH. Sometimes I just like to refer to it by its call letters.
Just by its call letters.
Don't you?
That is what I was going to say. I'm glad you reminded me.
That's what I could tell. It's what was on the tip of your tongue.
It was.
It was on the tongue tip there, Kendall.
Cliff, I'm so independent this week.
Oh, well, let's talk about independence. Even though...
Honey, Independence Day.
Let freedom ring. Is that what you were trying to think
of? Yes, we're so independent.
Let the white doves
sing.
Oh, we're so independent.
I am feeling a little bit more independent since I have lost weight. As we talked about already.
You've slimmed down.
But don't you know
future
when you lose
Kendall,
weight?
Kendall, listen to this show. Remember when you slimmed the hell down?
I know, I'm going to hate myself. No. But don't...
Kendall, you'll never gain it back.
Don't you love...
Never!
Okay, stop it. Don't you love when you lose weight?
This weight is never going to come back
to
you.
Oh my gosh,
Kendall.
I can't even go
it
on.
It is gone for good. Now tell me what you're going to say.
Don't you love when you lose weight and you are more like you can get in and out of like seats better and stand up and sit down better and tie your shoes?
I'm wishing that I could do with a little bit. Let's not talk about
just
that
a little
right
better.
Now. Let's not talk. Let's save a little bit of congratulatory weight talk for you
not,
for later.
I'm talking about independence.
Let's save it for later. Tell me more about independence. What I want people to do when I say tell me, I'm like,
say thanks.
I'll tell you.
I'll tell you.
Uh-huh. Tell me if I know, I'll tell you about it.
I'll just sit here and wait.
If you are a listener who's feeling non-independent, you're feeling that codependence, mm-hmm. right? What you gotta
do?
To get independent, you have to know yourself.
Know yourself.
You ever heard physician know thyself? You gotta know yourself.
Physician?
Yeah, before you can heal thyself. You have to know. And
that's something from the theater too.
Yeah, it's from the theater.
To thine own self be true.
It's a great old theater saying, been around for ages. You can't trot a board in this town without hearing that.
Mm-mm.
But I want you to do this. Become assertive, Kendall.
I can't.
No, yes, do it. Do it.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'll be assertive.
Be assertive. Come on, you're already an ass. So just
why not use it?
Just put some assertive on the end there. Kendall, and when you have asserted yourself in the name of yourself.
In the name of Kendall.
And you have decided that you love yourself.
Oh, in the name of Kendall that I love.
And I don't want you to love yourself just because you're in the process of slimming down.
No, I love myself for so many other reasons.
Just because you're getting slimmer. I don't want you to love yourself just for that.
No, I'm trying to love myself, Cliff. That's why we're doing this.
And live for
love. We can learn to love ourselves.
While you're at it. Live for love.
I'm trying. But my biscuits burn, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll just talk about that later. Now, speaking of, you mentioned Freud a moment ago.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Just rewind back, listeners, to Freud. And there's a Freudian slip that I keep making. And you tell me if it's a Freudian or just early onset Alzheimer's. Okay. Because everybody knows there's the reigning boy band. A lot of 30-year-old men sit around talking about boy bands. don't judge. The reigning boy band of today and this age, right?
Uh-huh.
The one we just watched the movie about. Yeah, Kendall's a convert. This Is Us. He's like, wow, these are some talented young men. Like,
that's not us. That's all of us.
But anyway, so oftentimes I'll just find myself sitting and just thinking about One Direction.
Sitting and thinking.
And every directioner knows there's a lot to think about. There's a lot to sit and ponder these days. Mm-hmm. Kendall, not to mention the fact one of the One Direction boys, he beat you to fatherhood. Another thing you've lost. Woo! Now that's a good. You're the winner there, Kendall.
yeah, I know.
But anyway, speaking of Freud, mm-hmm. sometimes when I'm just sitting in the car idly thinking about Harry Styles and the magical unicorn,
it sounds a lot like this.
Yes, it does. But I will refer to them as NSYNC in my head.
You will?
Yeah, I'll be like, well, I NSYNC there. You know, I don't know if it's
good. You've turned into an old man.
I know. But so it's just oldness.
I guess it's just oldness. I do the same kind of stuff. But we're just going to turn into one of these old men just walk around and say,
All right. I forgot. I can't believe I've gone like 8 minutes here without telling you this. I totally forgot. First off, why were you late? You just zoomed right in, sat right down. We hardly got to even talk before the show. Where were you?
Well, I was getting a haircut.
Haircut?
Yeah.
You don't look like you got a haircut.
Well,
looks terrible. Looks like you just woke up like that.
Oh, well, I told him just take a little off the top.
Oh. All
right. And they took it literally.
All right, if you say so, Kendall, I'm not going to dispute you. But anyway, I know that Charles, he just got that grease up off your desk. It took him several days. He was gone like 6 days instead of 4.
Can we go longer than 8 minutes not bringing up Charles?
No, I just meant to tell you because I don't think that you've been around to hear this news. And so, but he got the grease up. But Charles, he was just, first off, all right. I know I'm scattered and jumping around. Have you've been
nothing I wasn't used to.
Right. You've been to the Chemical Barn, that store down there, and you go in, you buy your chemicals there and all.
Yeah.
Well, he went to the Chemical Barn, and he...
I don't like where this is going.
I guess he just thought he could mix up what he wanted there and then take it with him and then pay for it all at once. For something. He didn't realize the chemicals had like different price values based on weight. And so he was mixing up his stuff there and he took this big he took this big empty milk jug and he was trying, I don't know what he mixed up, but he's trying to make a big jug of amyl nitrate. Which, do you know what that is?
It's like fertilizer bomb stuff?
No, it's not. Back to Studio 54 days, everybody. There people, they would walk around and just sniff it out of a little jar. And sometimes people even still do some similar stuff. It's crazy times that we live in.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about?
Now I know what you're talking about.
What do you know it by?
Cocaine?
No! These are liquid chemicals in a jar that you smell that give off an intoxicating, I don't want to say aroma, that just makes it like a sound, it smells good, but like an intoxicating scent.
No, I've never heard of this.
Okay, well, wow, here we are. Anyway,
or maybe I did too much of it.
He was mixing up a batch of that down and it just, they had to call the fire marshal and they had, you know, all this stuff. They had to call people and they had to have him removed from the place because he put in too much something.
Oh my God.
And just his smoke billowing.
Tell me they arrested him.
No, they gave him a stern talking to and he's not allowed back into the chemical barn without a conservator.
I'm going to call Sheriff Frogblast. Why wouldn't they arrest him for that?
I mean, it was just a chemical accident.
Oh, just a chemical accident.
It was a Kendall, come on.
He's going to kill us all one day here.
Come on, Kendall.
Fill in this blank.
You fill in this blank.
You fill in this blank.
Time to fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank.
Much longer.
Oh, no.
Fill in this blank, Kendall.
All right.
I got one for you.
Here we go.
If you're going through blank, keep going.
Hell.
Oh, and that was said by Winston Churchill.
One I got. All right, Cliff. The more...
Great job.
Thank you, Cliff. The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you blink, the more places you'll go.
More things that you know?
Learn. That was Dr. Seuss, of course.
Well, darn. Oh, Napoleon had this to say. He said, blank are nothing but machines for producing children.
Women.
He was a charming guy. He was very popular. He said women. What a maroon. Can you believe
what
it?
What a time to be alive. What a macaroon.
Oh, my macaroons.
You can't depend on your eyes when your blank is out of focus. And that was Mark Twain that said this.
When your brain is out of focus.
Close, your imagination.
All right.
We'll accept the brain.
In a world of pure imagination.
Be free. I forgot how it goes.
Here we go. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a blank. Phenomenally. Phenomenal. Blank. That's me. And that was said by who? Maya Angelou.
Woman.
I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N.
Wow, I've got three in a row. I'm so shocked, I'm like, I can't speak.
I can't speak. Don't speak. You did.
Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is a process. Working together is blank. And that was Henry Ford that said this.
Working together is an assembly line.
Success. Of course.
Success. I loved someone too, and the person I loved I lost. He was a boy, just a young boy, when I was a very young girl. When I was 16, I made the discovery. Love. All at once and much, much too completely. It was like you suddenly turned a blinding light on something that had always been half in shadow. That's how it struck the world for me. But I was unlucky, deluded. There was something different about the boy. A nervousness, a softness, and tenderness which wasn't like a man's. Although he wasn't the least bit effeminate looking, still, that thing was there. He came to me for help. I didn't know that. I didn't find out anything till after our marriage, when we'd run away and come back, and all I knew was I'd failed him in some mysterious way and wasn't able to give him the help he needed but couldn't speak of. He was in the quicksands and clutching at me, but I wasn't holding him out. I was slipping in with him. I didn't know that. I didn't know anything except I loved him unendurably, but without being able to help him or myself. Then I found out, in the worst of all possible ways, by suddenly coming into a room that I thought was empty, which wasn't empty but had two people in it. The boy I had married and an older man who had been his friend for years. Afterwards, we pretended that nothing had been discovered. Yes, the three of us drove out to Moon Lake Casino very drunk and laughing all the way. We danced the Varsuviana. Suddenly, in the middle of the dance, the boy I had married broke away from me and ran out of the casino. A few moments later, a shot. I ran out. All ran and gathered around the terrible thing at the edge of the lake. I couldn't get near for the crowd, and then somebody caught my arm. Don't go any closer. Come back. You don't want to see. See? See what? Then I heard voices say, Alan, Alan, the gray boy. He stuck the revolver into his mouth and fired so that the back of his head had been blown away. It was because on the dance floor, unable to stop myself, I'd suddenly said, I know, you disgust me. And then the searchlight, which had been turned on the world, was turned off again, and never for one moment since has there been any light that's stronger than this kitchen blank.
I forgot I was listening for a blank. Could you repeat it one more time, Cliff?
I loved point.
We have to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Electricity can help you do so many of the things you like to do, but you should always use it safely. Never play with wires inside or outside. And if you write in, I'll send you this comic book full of ways to use electricity safely. You can color it yourself. Send your name and address to me, at Massachusetts Electric, and I'll send you one.
Look out, Lester.
Ooh, thanks. Remember, electricity is your friend.
And safety first.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And then the searchlight, which had been turned on the world, was turned off again, and never for one moment since has there been any light that's stronger than this kitchen blank.
Sink.
No. Oh. No, kitchen candle.
Candle, of course. Candle. Candle.
And I do want to make a note.
It's my name, Candle.
Candle. Remember how Timo used to call you Candle? I do want to make a note that it was my audition for the role of Blanche in The Streetcar Named Desire in the Bushelltown Community Players. I asked them to tune in because I couldn't go. We were busy the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't go when the auditions were being held. And I know that Blanche is not typically played by a fat, balding man. But I think you
break new ground.
Hey. Break new ground. And
be a fat, bald Blanche.
Thank you. And beyond that, I'd like to say, welcome back.
Sorry, Mr. Snob, I don't want to apologize for that segment going so long.
No, it is no one's fault. It just happened that way.
All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
What is it with me?
What is it?
What is it?
With you. What
with
the
Kendall?
Hell is it with you?
It's Kendall? A game, Cliff. It's a game.
It's a game. It's all just a game.
Everybody knows it's a wonderful game we play.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you 10 facts about a person or a place or thing, and you're telling me who that person is.
All right, if you must say so. All right,
Cliff. He was born on November 28th, 1962.
George Clooney.
Oh, no, not George Clooney, Cliff.
Brad Pitt.
He has had several film roles as an actor, but he has done few cinematic projects in recent years.
recent years, I'm gonna go John Candy.
No. No, he made his stand-up debut at The Bitter End, where his comic idol Woody Allen also began.
Bill O'Reilly.
No, his birth name is Jonathan Stewart Leibowitz.
Oh, John Stewart.
John Stewart! Wasn't that a good one?
Boy, that was a great one.
Oh, come on, that was a good one.
Boy, that was a great one.
You didn't think so?
Kendall's success comes in cans, not cans. And that's what was said by an unknown author.
I'm so glad. All right, Cliff. He was born February 12th, 1809.
Not in a log cabin.
Yes, in a log cabin.
No!
It wasn't the second one, though.
No.
Do you want to make a guess, Cliff?
Was it Honest Abe?
Oh, honestly, it was.
Finally.
That now we're back to Cliff fighting status. All right, next one, Cliff. She was born in Macomb, Mississippi, and raised in Kentwood, Louisiana.
Harper Lee.
No, she made her local stage debut at age 5, singing "What Child Is This" at her kindergarten graduation.
What child is this who lay to rest? Britney Spears.
Yes.
Hey.
How'd you know that?
Just came to me. Louisiana, Kentwood, right? I should have got it the first time.
I really thought I'd get through 4 of them before you got it.
No, she was in love with Justin Timberlake. But weren't we all back then? Come on, weren't we all?
Weren't we all
She
America?
Was just living our dreams.
Well, Cliff.
You can't blame, Kendall, you cannot blame her for living our dreams.
I'm not blaming her.
Someone gives you the opportunity to live our dreams, you're going to do it.
Hey, leave Britney alone. Let her live her
life. I love her. I love Britney.
Well, Cliff, you answered the second one so quickly. What is it with Kendall
that
is over.
What was it?
What was it with Kendall? That's what I was trying to think of. That's what I get mixed up.
Now, don't you think all people come down to you're either a Britney or a Christina?
Yes.
So which are you?
I'm a Britney.
All right, me too.
Of course we're both Britney.
Thank God. I thought this was it.
That would have been the thing. The show would have been over.
I thought, you know what? 405 or whatever this is, that's it.
That's it.
I thought he was a Britney
Shut
all these
down.
Years. He's been in secret Christina.
Cliff, no, that would have really burnt. That's very Christina of you. That would have really burnt your biscuits, Cliff.
That would have burned the biscuits. I was burning the biscuits. You know, this is a segment where we talk about what's burning our biscuits.
Yes, we do.
I have so many things.
Do you? Well, then start us out.
First, I want to say that I am so biscuit burned by my own willpower. As we've said, you're slimming down over here. You're almost slim, and you're getting slimmer.
Not go that far.
You're getting slimmer. I'm trying to qualify and make it sound real. You're getting you're slimming down.
Yes.
We'll say.
Okay.
I'll take the very out. You're slimming down. And I was talking to Mrs. Potter about a butter churn the other day, and there were all these donuts in the break room, and you were like, no, I can't. I'm trying to slim down. And Mrs. Potter butter churn, she took one in a napkin home in her purse, and she ate like a piece of it every day for a week. And I ate like 3 donuts standing there while we were all just talking. And you were like, I'm slim, and I'm like eating the donuts. So anyway, it was burning my own biscuits about my willpower. And why can Mrs. Potter can she come in here? I want to ask you about this, your willpower for those donuts.
I'm sorry, what about my willpower, dear?
Remember when you took the donut like last week and you said you ate a piece of it every day until it was
gone?
Yes,
dear, of course. Well, I really wanted to savor it, dear. It was such a great donut.
How are you able to do that?
I've never done that in my life.
No.
Well, I don't know what you mean. That's all I wanted, dear. I just needed a taste of it, dear. And it lingering all week long just made it that much better every day I ate it.
Oh, my God. I can't. My biscuits are burned because I can't do that.
Now that you mentioned it, my biscuits are burned about this.
Right.
Well, dear, I'm so sorry, dear. Yes, dear.
We're needed at the courthouse, dear. We're going to provide a character witness.
The courthouse, dear. Goodness, dear. Oh, let me get my purse, dear. Let me be the character witness, dear.
We're in the middle of a show.
I'll take care of this, dear. But I really think someone should go that knows Charles well enough to say the truth.
Kendo, they're gone. They're gone.
I can't believe they're going to go to Mrs. Potter Butter Trim and say, I love you. Thank God she's gone.
I just had to put a stop to your tirade somehow. I couldn't take it anymore. But anyway, my biscuits are just burned.
Hey, my biscuits are burned. They burnt so well done.
They're well done.
So if you want to know what burns my biscuits?
I do.
When you ask someone very clearly that it works for you to do something that is very important, and they agree absolutely that they will do it, and then you never hear back again. And you bring it up, and they look at you like you have a concussion. That is what burns my biscuits, and you know who I'm talking about.
Austin?
No, Charles!
No? What did he
do? Appropriate that I would bring up.
What did he do?
What do you mean, what did he do? What did he not do?
I think you have a complex.
No.
You must mean something specific. That was a very specifically worded complaint.
Would you like me to point around some of these things?
I would like you to give me
the hole in the ceiling.
Kendall, he was just in a coma.
The grease.
That was pre-coma.
He finally got the grease.
You asked him to clean that grease out of the kitchen. He tripped over the lump in the carpet that you wouldn't sand down.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's burning my biscuits.
He's not without his faults. There's the urine corner. There's so many things. But
I was just saying it burned my biscuits.
Biscuits burned. Kendall, I want to ask you this. Have I become a raging prude? Maybe. Maybe.
We may have switched a little bit.
because this morning I was up at 7 a.m. God knows why. Mm-hmm. And I turned on TV. There was Sherry Shepherd, host of the Newlywed Game.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure she's perfectly wonderful, Kendall, but she does think the world might be flat. Just that, let that be known. She said that on The View years ago. She said, we don't really know. It could be flat. But anyway, so this was not today. That's just some backstory.
Yeah.
She was introducing the couples on the Newlywed Game.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them were coming out, and she said, this couple watches a lot of porn together. Is that what they mean by adult education? And I was just appalled.
Oh, my God.
I was just shocked and appalled at 7 a.m. in the morning as I stood with my morning coffee groggy from sleep. And I just couldn't believe it. And I'm thinking, we're adults here, and Lord knows we've all said much worse and heard much worse than earlier in the morning. But, come on! Is there no decency anymore, ever? Come on, 7 a.m.!
There's a lot of things happen until it's 7 a.m. that shouldn't happen.
Can't we
including
just,
that.
Can't we just ban smut from like 7 to noon?
All right, Cliff, I just want to point out how many things you're doing like an old man.
I know. I just want less smut. Just less.
Every time we do this segment, we turn to old man complaining.
Maybe they could just lessen the smut.
Cliff, my biscuits burn. from the merge lane. That's really all I need to say, but especially here in Busheltown, people don't understand what a merge line is. They like slow down and stop to get on the interstate.
Kendall, let me stop you right there. What's a merge line?
That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going any further. I'm not explaining what a merge line is. You should know. Look it up. Google it.
I'll Google that one, everybody. Kendall, oh no. Now this is one that's going to resonate with the teens. Junk mail. Aren't you tired of the junk mail? 95%.
You know what really pissed me off is the dial-up tone on the computer.
Doesn't it make you mad? In my apartment above the fish hatchery, I have to walk all the way downstairs to the other end of the fish hatchery to get the mailboxes.
Uh-huh.
And I walk there.
Very poorly laid out.
Journey so far down. And it's just a wad of trash. I'm literally going on a walk to pick up the trash that someone has sent me to come home and put it in the garbage and send it back out into the world. That is what's happening.
It is terrible.
I hate it.
It's awful. I know.
I have been told you need to check your mailbox more often. Because there's someone, the post person complains.
Shove it in there.
They can't get the stuff in there. But anyway, it's very disconcerting, and I burned some.
So I think our biscuits are burnt to a crisp.
All right, they are. And the only other thing that was burning my biscuits is how slim you're getting. I'm just jealous.
I burned my biscuits off.
I'm jealous. Don't
it's
you
all
hate
this
being
rage
jealous?
That I have. Is I do hate rage? Being jealous. I've been is jealous for you many a time as you lost weight.
Despite all my rage.
Still just a fat ass in a cage. And that's sad.
It's sad.
It's so sad.
It's so sad.
It's so sad.
Kendall is slimming down. And I continue to eat.
Well, you are going to be independent from that soon, Cliff, as we
We forgot
go
all
forward.
About independence.
No,
I meant
didn't.
To talk about it a lot.
Well, we'll have a follow-up show in 4 years. Cliff, optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. That was Helen Keller.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I love her. I am no bird, and no net ensnares me. I am a free human being with an independent will. And that was said by Charlotte Bronte.
You got into that one. Yeah. Independent thrill.
Maybe that one will get me the part.
Wait,
if I blew audition, the monologue
when
maybe
you go audition you should do the monologue and then follow up with
this
that.
Was the audition.
Cliff, when you have confidence you have a lot of fun.
Oh.
And when you have a lot of fun you can do amazing things. Joe Namath said that.
What do you know, Joe?
What do you know?
Don't be satisfied with stories how things have gone with others. Unfold your own myth. And that was said by Humi. Rumi.
Oh, good old Rumi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Cliff, why don't you go ahead and take us home down those independent, confident roads?
Take me home, confident road. Of all our infirmities, the most savage is to despise our being. And I say that to you, Kendall. And that was said originally by Michel de Montaigne.
De Montaigne.
Independent roads to a place. Don't be distracted by criticism. Remember, the only taste of success some people have is when they take a bite out of you.
Ooh.
That was said by Higgler. Zig Ziglar.
Higgler?
To a place I belong. Cliff and Kendall. Caring about what people think is the death of all artists. That was said by Madonna. Madonna.
Bubana, Madonna.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
I have lost weight.